This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of July the 2nd, Monday afternoon, 2001, of the Deliverance Service of Mildred Coffey.
Lord, okay, in the name of Jesus, I come against spirits of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Loosen them and let them go. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of unforgiveness. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You got to work with me, gang. Demons of spirit. And it's like a breath of air. You can breathe it in, breathe it out. Cough it out. If nothing's happening, begin to cough. I used to see Irma go up to somebody and say, cough it out, cough it out. And say, cough it out, cough it out. Get rid of it. Don't hang on to it. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of unforgiveness, loose them and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them. In Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, anger, resentment. Loosen and let go. Rejection, spirits of rejection, self-rejection, fear of rejection, rejection from men. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of people. Come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I break every curse of witchcraft off everyone here in the name of Jesus. And I call that witchcraft off. Let them go. Let them go. Every curse, every hex, every jinx, every spell, every incantation. Let them go. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and come on out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all the bitterness, rebellion, pride, let them go. All the spirits of pride, come out of there. I don't have any demons. Come out of there. I'm telling you, first time I heard, saw deliverance, I was in Wynn Hurley's church, and I sat there and thought, oh, these poor people, they're so full of demons. And I got up and went downstairs to the prayer room. I always said the bathroom was my prayer closet. I went in there, and I was praying. The Lord says, okay, keep them if you want to. I said, oh, Lord, I got them too. He said, yep. It wasn't the way he answered me, but I knew what he was saying. So I went back up there and I said, man, let's get rid of these things. I said, get rid of the demons. You got more room for God. In the name of Jesus, all the pride. Pride is abomination of God. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let him go. Let him go. Bitterness. I call that root of bitterness, rejection, anger, wrath, murder. Come out of there. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, listen and let them go. See, in my church, we have deliverance a lot. And some nights, the preacher walks in and said, okay, tonight's my night. Now, I make them, and they gather up around me, and they just have a ball. I do, too, because I feel great the next day just to go through, you know, go through a session of deliverance, call off tiredness. I call tiredness off everyone here, sleepiness, deafness. I want to call off that spirit of selected hearing. There is a spirit that people only hear what they want to. It's a selective hearing, and I break its hold and command it to go in Jesus' name. It can cause you to go deaf. I firmly believe that it will come. There will come a time that you can't hear anything if you just hear what you want to. I call that dumb and deaf spirit off. Come on out of there. That dumb and deaf spirit. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out of there. Deafness and dumbness. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. Loosen them. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The word says no weapon formed against us prospers. So I command every spirit to obey the word. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. Loosen them. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. Pride, arrogance, resentment, rejection. Come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Turn them loose and let them go. Come on, let them go. In the name of Jesus. Hatred, murder, spirits of murder, jealousy, envy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn loose and come out. Let them go. Let them go. Unteachableness. Unteachable spirits, come out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, all the bitterness, resentment, witchcraft, stiff neck, hard-hearted spirits, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we ask the Father to tear down the wall that's been built around each one where bitterness has come in. Let them go. We tear down the walls. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Loosen them. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let me get up and look at my list a minute. Spirits of murder, deception. Come on out of there. All the deception, seducing spirits, false counselor. Come out of there in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bitterness, anger, resentment, murder. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tell me, so if you've got some things you want me to call off, tell me what you want. Some of you have some physical problems or something. We'll go after those. So we've got plenty of time, I think, this afternoon to do this. In the name of Jesus. I call that mind-blocking spirit off. I break its power over the mind in the name of Jesus and command it to go. Come on out of there. Mind-blocking, mind-wandering, mind-control. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ. Passivity. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Spirits of passivity. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jealousy and envy and lust. Come out of there. Jealousy and envy. Spirits of lust. Spirits of that mind blocking, mind control, mind wandering, mind binding. I want you to come out of there. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go. Loosen the mind. Loosen the mind. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Mind bending, mind wandering. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse of witchcraft over each one here in the name of Jesus Christ. And I call out the spirits that come in through the blood. Through blood transfusions, I call out cancer of the blood, false personalities, the life of, if you've ever had blood transfusion, I call the life out of other person's life out of the blood in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of lords and King of kings. Turn loose and come out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Sinuses, allergies, all sinus drainage, sinus blockage. I bind and break the curse of Merham, the ruler of all allergies. Come out of there. Come out of there. Let them go. Sinuses, asthma, sinus drainage, allergies. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Turn them loose and come out of there. All of it. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bronchitis, lung cancer. All of those spirits that are connected, come out of there in Jesus' name. Bronchitis, spirit of bronchitis, loosen them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Not yet. Okay, I get it now. I call that root of bitterness out. I bind it, strong man of bitterness. I bind the strong man in the heavenlies over bitterness in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I call that root of that tree out. Father, I ask you to lay the axe to the root and drive it out in Jesus' name. Root of bitterness, come out of there. All that root of bitterness, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus. I want to get on some witchcraft things. Let's go after that because we're getting a lot. I break every curse of Masonic Lodge in the name of Jesus and the Eastern Star. And I call those curses out right now in Jesus' name. The Jesters, the Demolays, the Rainbow Girls, I call those spirits out. I break the power of them and call them out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. I call spirits of soul travel out. Astral projection, soul travel, necromancy. How many of you have gone to the cemetery and talked to the dead? Had a lady tell me, I said, I put Jim's picture up. I had a long time I couldn't bear to see it. I finally put it back out, and I said, I just miss him so much. She says, well, you can talk to him. I said, no, thanks. And I know people that go to a cemetery, they have someone dead there, and they go and I know one woman that goes every day. She don't see anything wrong with, you know, the Lord gave me I was teaching a sermon on grief. I taught it upstairs to the ladies that, you know, God gives us a length of time to grieve, and if we go beyond that, we're sinning. And we're opening the door for all kinds of spirits to come in. And when people go to the cemetery, they get into necromancy, and they'll call up those spirits, will come, they'll oblige, they'll come. And so if you've ever done that, you need to ask the Lord to forgive you and repent of it. You see, I know some women that have lost their husbands, and some of them 6 to 10, 20 years. I know one woman is 20 years, and she's still grieving. Never had a life. And see, the enemy just robbed her. And so we need to confess it a sin. The Bible tells us to rejoice at the homegoing. We get it backwards. We cry. And that's selfishness, because they're gone home to be with the Lord and we are left alone, I know. So I call out any spirits of grief in the name of Jesus. Any and every spirit of grief, and break the power of it and command it to go. Come on out of there. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Familiar spirits come in through necromancy. You come out of there in Jesus' name. All the witchcraft is... in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to do some teaching on the occult, so we'll really get into it. Praise the Lord. Brother Glenn, I've gotten through about an hour early. Shall I dismiss or shall I teach something else? Okay, we got an hour. We'll give them a break. It's 4 o'clock by my watch. Praise the Lord. We got an opportunity to do some real deliverance, but if you'll have to help me out, okay? Criticism, spirit of criticism. No one does that. In the name of Jesus. Criticism, spirit of criticism. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let's repent of it. Let's repent of it. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us for criticizing. We repent of it and ask you to forgive us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of criticism. Come out of there. Let them go. Come on out of there. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go. Come on. If you've ever participated in it, cough that thing out. Come on. Make it go. Come on out of there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come on out of there. Judgmental spirits, judging spirits, where we judge one another. Come out of there, you judging spirits, let them go. We repent of judging in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there, let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of there, let them go. Let them go. Okay? Wait a minute, I get back. You hold on to those. I'm going to finish my list. I had a list here, but I missed it. Impatience. That spirit of impatience, and it causes us to get angry and say things we shouldn't. I bind its power and command it out. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. Turn loose and come out of there. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. That desire to be alone. Loneliness. A lone spirit. Come on out of there. Let them go. Desire to be alone in the name of Jesus. And that goes with root of bitterness. Come on out of there. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. All infirmities that have come in. You know, being alone by yourself, the enemy will take every symptom and magnify it on you to make you think you're sick. And if you begin to think it, you open your mouth and confess it and you got it. Come out of there. All the infirmities that have come in through that. Come out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Loosen them. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. All infirmities. Infirmities. Loosen them. Loosen them. You spirit ruler of infirmities. Come out of there. Come out of there. Turn loose and let go. Spirit of infirmity. The ruler of infirmities. Come out. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. Spirit of confrontation that wants to confront everything and have an argument about it. I call it out. Excuse me. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of confrontation. Confronting people. Confronting. Come on out there. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anger. Spirits of anger. Loosen and come out of there. Loosen. Let them go. Temper. Spirit of temper. Murder. Retaliation. Let them go. Come on out of there. Spirit of retaliation. Come out of there. Anger and murder. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn loose. Come on out of there. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No lasting relationship. The spirit that breaks up the relationships, I call it out. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them go. Loosen and let them go in Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus. What was it you said, brother? Gossip and backbiting. Come out of there. Turn loose and come out of there. Let them go. Spirits of gossiping. Let me tell you how it goes. It goes like this. I don't mean to be judging or critical, and I really love that person. But you come out of there right now in Jesus' name. Turn loose, you deceiving spirit. Come out of there. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Come on out of there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of there. Let them go. Come on out of there. All of it. Judging, criticizing, and backbiting, the spirits of deception. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call the words. I call every word out that has been spoken. Words, loose curses. Words are curses when they're spoken wrong, and I break its power and call them out. Come on out of there. Words of death and not of life. Come out. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. All the words that we've spoken that we shouldn't have spoken. Come out of there. Those words that have harmed the people. We break their power and command them to go. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Timidity,
spirit of timidity, shyness, and false humility. Come out of there. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. I come against the spirit of rejection, inferiority, and spirits of put down in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen, loosen, and let them go. In Jesus' name. Brother, you had something you wanted me to call. Mockery goes with alcoholism. I break the curse of alcohol over everyone in here in the name of Jesus. And I call the curse of alcoholism out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Turn loose and come out there. Alcoholism. Alcoholism, mockery, desire for alcohol, wine, beer, call the taste, the craving, and the addiction. Spirits of addiction, come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every spirit of addiction, turn loose and come out. Let them go. I can go after coffee and tea and soft drinks, sodas. Food, addiction to food, come out of there. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. And you spirit of mockery that works with alcoholism. It's over in Proverbs. It talks about wine is a mocker. I break the curse of wine and call wine out. Spirit of wine, tasting, taste for wine. I have a lady in my church, she's been going through deliverance, and she said, I just love wine. We can't get the root of that dude out. And I think it's probably, the root is probably what is the stuff they make? The kind you make what kind of liquor do people make? Corn, moonshine. I'm from Tennessee, I don't know. Spirit of moonshine, come out of there. Come on out of there. Alcohol, all alcohol, wine, and desire, the addiction to it. Spirit of moonshine, come out of there. Come on out of there. Alcohol, all alcohol, wine, and desire, the addiction to it. Come on out of there. Let them go. I break soul tie with alcoholism. If there's any alcoholism in your family, you're susceptible to it. And so I break the curse of alcoholism over everyone here in the name of Jesus. And we apply the blood, Father, and we ask that you deliver from the curse of alcoholism to the bloodline. In the name of Jesus, now call it out. That curse of alcoholism, addiction to alcohol, taste, craving, and desire. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Come on out of there. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out of there. Come out of there now. I call out the curse of sugar diabetes. In the name of Jesus, I break the curse of the sugar over the blood from alcoholism. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. The curse of nakedness, a spirit of nakedness that goes with alcohol, come out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Okay? Hurt, in the name of Jesus. And pain that goes with that hurt. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn loose. Sorrow and grief, come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you've lost a loved one, I break a soul tie, an evil soul tie between anyone here that has lost a loved one. In the name of Jesus. And I call that evil soul tie out in Jesus' name. Of grief and sorrow. Excuse me? All pharmaceuticals, all kind of drugs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me go back and get rid of this one first. Come on. In the name of Jesus. I call that evil soul tie out. I break the soul tie. If you've lost a... let me explain what I'm doing in this area. When I lost my husband, I couldn't get the spirit of death out of my house. And until I broke a soul tie with death over the house, and I broke a soul tie between me, he and I, you know, the word says in Genesis 2:24, that when man and woman become one, they become one flesh. When they go together, they become one flesh. So when Jim died, it was just like part of me was just ripped out. And the grief and that death was hanging on. And you could smell it in the house, and I could feel it in the house. And we finally, I said, Lord, I've anointed the house. I've driven out spirits. What do I need to do? And he said, break a soul tie with death. And so I broke an evil soul tie between Jim's dying and myself, and with spirit of death, and commanded it to go, and it left. So when I was moving, I tell you this, I had to break a soul tie with every area of my house. I had lived there 50 something years, and when I moved, I was telling some friends of mine, I broke a soul tie with every foot of that ground. I'd cut the yard so many times and worked in it till I felt like my... Well, do you ever say I put my heart and soul in that? Or my heart and soul's in those kids or whatever. It's true. And we have evil soul ties, and so I was breaking soul ties with memories that I'd had there. And I began to get deliverance from it. So I called the pain out of you, and out of anyone here, from death and sorrow and grief. In the name of Jesus. Same thing. The only thing of divorce is they leave on their own, but it still does the same thing. So, so, and you need to break soul tie between yourself and your ex-wives, ex-spouses, because over in Proverbs it says, Proverbs 6:32 says that adultery destroys the soul and a wound that they get from it. So what I see, if you don't break that soul tie, and a man or woman that's divorced, whoever they're sleeping with, those spirits can travel. A lot of people may not agree with me, but I firmly believe spirits travel through soul ties. And when you break that soul tie, ask the Lord to cut it and to sever it and to free you from it, then you get free from it. Oh, yeah. I tell you about that, and I know that works. We had a man, his wife came to our church, and he was Methodist, and... they came to our church every Sunday night and Wednesday night because they only had church in their service. Their church one on Sunday morning, and he kept telling me. He said, "Mildred, I really would like to come and be a part of this church, but I just came. I just keep being drawn back." He said, "It's not, you know, I want to get away." And we were sitting on the front row talking, and the Lord said, "Break soul tie between him and the church," and I did. And about 2 weeks later, he was free from a church, and he was in our church. And I was just, what I said was, "Lord, I break soul tie between Clarence," his name is Clarence, "Clarence and his church, and to free him and let him make up his own mind what he wants to do." And so I break soul tie between anyone here in former churches or former spouses in the name of Jesus, and ask the Father to restore the soul in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. I break soul tie with ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends. And in the name of Jesus, Father, restore the soul. Restore every portion of our soul. You said you restore our soul. And Lord, we want it restored. We want to be ever with whole mind, will, and emotion. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call out all of those evil soul ties. When I first heard about soul ties, we started calling them out. We didn't just break them, we'd call them out. So I call out every evil soul tie in anyone in here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Evil soul ties. Come on out. Evil soul ties. You can't break good soul ties. God made those. You know, David and Jonathan had a good soul tie. And that was good. And we have good soul ties with friends, with husbands and wives. We have good soul ties. And I learned about evil soul ties between me and my husband. My husband and I were really close. But he would come in from work, and I kept fighting colds or symptoms of colds and all that junk. And I'd say, I didn't buy this house. Where in the world I pick up all this stuff? One night I said, honey, you got to do deliverance on me. I got to get rid of this. I can't stand this. It's just, you know, just tormenting. And he sat down and he started calling symptoms off of me. Nothing was happening. So he said to me, he said, call them off of me and see what happens. So I started calling my symptoms off of him, and I started getting deliverance. I said, that don't make sense to me. And he said, fake an evil soul tie between me and you. And I thought, evil soul ties, and said, evil soul ties form when anybody tries to control one another. And we broke that, he and I went to agree and broke that evil soul tie. He and I both got deliverance, but I want you to know, he didn't ever bring me anything home again. I didn't have any more trouble with that afterwards. And so I know that there is evil soul ties between husbands and wives, and God wants us free from anything that controls us. Amen? Any certain kind? Okay, I break the curses of control is witchcraft, and I break a curse of anger over everyone here. If any of you have trouble with tempers, you need to confess it as sin and get free from it. Okay? Do some confessing of it. Rage and anger. Okay? I come against spirit of rage, anger. Any of you got a temper? Well, I've always had a temper. You know, I've heard people say, I've always been like this. Well, I break the curse of that temper that can come down through the bloodline in the name of Jesus. And call it out. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come out of him. Let him go. Let him go. Turn him loose and come out of there. Come out of these men in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen them. Loosen them. And the women. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. One thing about the women's had more deliverance than the men have. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. Y'all pray while we're calling them off there. Come on. In the name of Jesus. We'll get them delivered. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Come on. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of intolerance, come on out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. If you got any infirmities we need to go after, tell me while we still got a few minutes. Back trouble. We break that curse of bone breaker and back problems over your church and over each one of you all and over everyone here that has any in the name of Jesus. In the name, I don't know where that comes from. Lynn, do you have anything on that? Anybody got anything on arthritis? Okay, I call the bitterness out of the bones, out of the marrow of joints and marrow of the bones in the name of Jesus. We break the power of it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. All the back problems, the leg problems, the foot problems. In the name of Jesus, spirits of destruction, spirits of the bone breaker, slow death, tormentors, come out of them. Let them go in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't stay there. Trauma. Spirits of trauma. Physical and emotional abuse. Physical abuse. Sexual abuse. In the name of Jesus. Incest and abuse. Come out of them. Let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose. Come on out. All the destruction from the back and the bone breaking. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Heart attacks. High blood pressure. Strokes. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Loosen them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. Come on out of there. All of it. I call it that infirmity, infection in the bone. I call cancer out. Cancer of the liver, cancer of the blood, cancer of the bone, in the name of Jesus, all tumors, come on out there, let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, turn them loose and let them go. I break that power of high cholesterol, and I bet you, I would say a lot of people have that a spirit of high that causes the cholesterol to go too high. Come out of there. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, high cholesterol. In the name of Jesus Christ. I break every curse of heart attack. If the heart problems is in your bloodline, we break the curses over the bloodline and call out every symptom of any heart problems. I can't remember all the names of the heart problems, but we break the power of all of them and call them out in Jesus' name. Come out of the bloodline. Come out of the bloodline. Strokes. Come out of this. Come on out of there. Blockage. Any blockage in the arteries. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We command the blood to flow normally in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, if there's any clogging in the blood, I ask you to send an angel in to open up the blood, the arteries. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them and let them go. In Jesus' name, we curse every tumor, every growth in the name of Jesus and command them to go. Come out in Jesus' name. You demon that's causing those infirmities, we command you to go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All different kinds of viruses. Let me tell you something. We had a lady in our church that got bit by a spider, and she went to the doctor, and he gave her some medicine, and it didn't do any good. In fact, it got worse, and so we were praying over it, and the Lord just instructed me to call the poison out, and when I called the poison out, it got okay. So we just loose any poison in the system right now in the name of Jesus and command it to go. You see, we have authority. God's given us authority. He's given us power and authority in the Word. And I believe when we pray against these things that we take the Word and quote what the Word says about it so that we're praying right. Because He says we have not because we ask not, and when we ask amiss. And if you say speaking what the Word says, then you're asking according to His will and His Word. You know, years ago I prayed when I first began to learn. I learned it when I was in the Baptist church that I was seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and that the enemy was under my feet and He had given me authority. So I began to walk in some of that authority then. And the thing is, if we will look at the authority we've got, we come against these things, we can take authority over them and command them to go in the name of Jesus. He healed us 2,000 years ago. Sometimes it takes us, according to what your faith is in the Word. Now, a lot of times we say we believe the Word, we just mental assent it. But when we get that Word down in our spirit, then it brings forth, the fruit comes forth from the Word. And so with the deliverance, when you're going after these things, Go to the Word and stand upon it and command the devil to get his hands off of God's property. Amen? Okay, well, we're going to break it off everyone here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against every ungodly prayer that's been spoken against your people. In the name of Jesus, we break it off of that church and off of Deborah in the name of Jesus Christ. I break those curses of words that's been spoken, even though, Father, they may mean well, but they're bringing harm, and you break the power of those words that have bound and is trying to destroy. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the spoken word of saying that it's a cult. In the name of Jesus, we render it powerless. In Jesus' name, every word that's spoken, we ask, Father, you send the angels forth to take the bonds and the bands off of the church. In Jesus' name, and free each one of them from the powers that are bound in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break the power of death over the church in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the curse of death over everybody here, and I call death out. Spirits of death in the name of Jesus. Spirits of aging, curse of aging in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen and let go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn them loose and come out of there. Every spirit of aging, come out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose and let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. You cannot stay there. In the name of Jesus. God's word says, with long life will I satisfy and show my salvation. So I break the power of aging that would try to destroy the strength and the power of each one of us in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Mm-hmm. This white magic, they call white magic, black magic, and gray magic, it's all witchcraft. And it's all demonic. And so we have to just break every curse that's been loosed. All right, praise the Lord. Is everybody okay? Okay, let's stand, and we're going to ask the Lord. We've got some time before dinner, so you can go and... Spirit of unbelief and doubt. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against doubt and unbelief. Come out in fear. All the fears, doubt and unbelief, and religious spirits, let them go in Jesus' name. We break and destroy the power of it in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we thank you for the deliverance. Ask for the angels of the Lord to come in and sweep the church out. Bind every spirit that's been cast out. Ask that they take them out into where you want them, in the bottomless pit, and bind them there till the day of judgment. And Father, I ask you now, we just ask you to fill us. Let's ask the Lord to fill us. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill us. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, with your spirits, with your presence. For every place where spirits have been cast out, Lord, we lose healing. We lose spirits of the Lord, and ask, Father, you just fill us to overflowing, anoint us fresh and anew, Father, in Jesus' name. And we give you praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.